Would you help me welcome Lee Taffanelli?
Thank you. You're too kind, Pastor Duncan. Thank you very much for that kind introduction. And as I was watching the video prior to that, and all of the eloquent speakers and notables that we've had in our history, it's very difficult to stand up here and try to follow that. So, in a feeble attempt, I will try to do that, but. I really don't know how you can come here today and not walk out of here more reinvigorated about the freedoms that we enjoy as a state and a nation and how we got to where we're at and the future that our future holds. And I certainly do want to thank all those that have served in our nation's military, those who defend us here at home, in all the public safety areas, because without you, we would not have what we have here today. So I certainly do thank you. And I was telling Pastor Duncan a little bit earlier that I've certainly had the privilege of being here now, since 2001. And the first time that I was here, we actually dedicated the wonderful flags that wave so majestically out front each and every day. And it kind of reminds me of a picture at home in my office titled The Flags Over the Capitol, and it's by Thomas Kincaid. And below the picture, on the right, is the Pledge of Allegiance. On the left is an excerpt of the speech by President Reagan, which is titled One Nation Under God, Which We Are and Will Always Be. And it reads, I believe that this blessed land was set apart in a very special way, a country created by men and women who came here not in search of gold, but in search of God. They would be free people, living under the law, with faith in their Maker and their future. And for me, this time has always been a time of great reflection on one of God's greatest gifts to mankind, and that is the right of freedom. Without that great gift, we could not be here today, nor any other place of worship. Without the recognition of freedom, we could not properly give thanks to God for the many blessings that He has bestowed upon us. Although this is a time of great picnics and parades and fireworks, which we had the honor last night of doing the parade, and here in a little while we'll have the picnic and the fireworks this evening. But let us not forget that freedom is God's greatest gift to mankind. And certainly the framers of our Constitution understood that gift. And in fact, Abraham Lincoln marveled at the genius of the Declaration of Independence when Lincoln said it gave liberty not alone to the people of this country, but hope to all the world for all the future time. It gave promise that in due time the weights of the world would be lifted from the shoulders of all men and that all should have an equal chance. Certainly, the American character has not been only religious, idealistic, and patriotic, but because of these, it has been essentially individual. Those certain rights held by every man, which no government, no majority, however powerful, can deny. The right of the individual is keystone to our Constitution. Each man is free. He is free in thought, free in expression, and he is free in worship. To us, who have been reared in the American tradition, these rights have become part of our very tradition and our being. They have become so much a part of our being that most of us are very prone to feeling that they are rights universally recognized around the world and exercised. But the sad fact, that is not the case, nor is it true. They are dearly won for us, and it was only a few short centuries ago that they were won, and they have been preserved for us ever since. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. It was the price yesterday. It will be the price today. And it will be the price in the future. The characteristics of the American people have ever been a deep sense of religion, a deep sense of idealism, a deep sense of patriotism, and a deep sense of individualism. Let us not blink that the fact that the days which lie ahead of us may be bitter ones, but may God grant that at some distant date on this day, we will always be able to say that these are still the great qualities of the American character and that they have prevailed. Certainly, we face many problems today. Our ongoing war with terror, an economic crisis that has affected the world and millions here at home, the disaster in the Gulf. Just look at the newspapers or listen to the news, and one could see the cynicism and skepticism that exists and easily conclude that America's best days are behind her. But I will tell you, America's best days lie ahead. With gatherings like the one here today, where we celebrate freedom, we reflect not only on the past, but we look to the future, a better and brighter future for our communities, our state, and our nation. It's not only our duty, but our obligation for us to pass on to the next generation a better America. If we instill in our youth the character, principles, and the values of which this great nation was founded, our best days truly do lie ahead. As long as America is blessed with the young heroes who defend our freedoms at home and abroad, the efforts of our founding fathers will not have been in vain, and the fruits of their labors will be preserved for future generations. Thank you so very much for having me here today to join you in this celebration of freedoms, and may God bless the great state of Kansas and the United States of America.
You'll never find it.